5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Over 13 arrested after Chingola riot during President Ijilema's visit. Lusaka magistrate delays ruling in Boma Nusambo's forfeiture and bail application case. And in Global News, Cameroon's opposition gives authorities 48-hour ultimatum to release post-election detainee. With the 13 Hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu has disclosed that more than 13 people have so far been arrested in connection with the riotous behavior that occurred on Saturday in Chingola District on the Copper Belt. President Hakainde Hichilema was on Saturday forced to cut short his address to marketeers at Chiwempala grounds in Chingola after some agitated residents began throwing stones during his speech. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Mwimbu says the suspects will be charged in accordance with the law, emphasizing that the Zambia Police Service and other security wings will take decisive action against the perpetrators. Mr. Mwimbu has condemned the incident as unacceptable, warning that government will not tolerate acts of lawlessness that endanger public safety. He has further revealed that security assessments suggest the riotous behavior may have been orchestrated by unknown individuals whose motives are yet to be established. Mr. Mwimbu has commended President Ijilema for exercising restraint by directing security personnel not to open fire on the unruly crowd despite the provocation.
I want to inform the nation that so far we have in custody more than 13 individuals whom we suspect were involved in the rioting and arson in Chingola. These individuals will be charged with the requisite laws pertaining to the act they conducted.
Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibwili has delayed delivery of a ruling in a case where former Lusaka Province Minister Boma Nusambo is challenging the state's application to forfeit a disputed Chamba Valley property and is also seeking bail. The matter, which also involves businessman Mukuka Munkonge in connection with the same property, was scheduled for ruling this morning, but Magistrate Chibwili informed both parties that he was not ready to deliver the ruling. The magistrate explained that he underestimated the volume and complexity of submissions filed by both parties, noting that 1 week was insufficient to prepare a well-considered ruling and has since requested for 2 more weeks to complete his review. Last week, the state, through Anti-Corruption Commission prosecutor Tendai Shumba, opposed both the bail application and the challenge to the forfeiture, arguing that the grounds of appeal lack merit and that no exceptional circumstances exist to justify temporary release. Meanwhile, defense counsel Maluza Chongola argued that Mr. Lusambo is entitled to bail because his appeal may be delayed and because the accused has already served almost a year in custody with limited progress on his appeal at the Lusaka High Court. He also pointed to an interested party claiming ownership of the Chamba Valley property as a factor raising prospects of success on appeal. Mr. Lusambo is serving a 3-year sentence after conviction on 2 corruption-related counts. Magistrate Chibwili is now expected to deliver his ruling on both the bail application and the forfeiture challenge on the 1st of December. The Tonse Alliance is urging all its members who are not part of the Patriotic Front, PF, to remain neutral as the party prepares to hold its upcoming convention later this month. Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says maintaining neutrality during the PF's internal democratic process will help preserve unity and ensure smooth cooperation among member parties after the new leadership is elected. Mr. Tembo says neutrality is essential for maintaining harmony within the coalition, further stressing that members have been advised against making public endorsements or showing support for any of the PF presidential hopefuls to avoid creating divisions or perceptions of bias within the broader alliance. He has emphasized that the internal affairs of the PF should be respected as the party exercises its right to elect leaders through a democratic process. Mr. Tembo has, however, expressed confidence that the process will produce a leader capable of uniting the party and contributing positively to the coalition's efforts ahead of next year's election.
The Tonse Alliance is happy to note that one of our key members, the Patriotic Front, is gearing up to hold its convention in the next few weeks, where it is expected to elect its substantive leadership. Non-PF members of the Tonse Alliance are, however, cautioned to ensure that they remain neutral at all times, as the Patriotic Front undertakes its internal democratic processes. Such neutrality is necessary to ensure that the Tonse Alliance is able to seamlessly work with any leader that the Patriotic Front decides to elect.
The Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, ZICA, has called on accountants to embrace technology and innovation to remain competitive and contribute effectively to the country's economic growth. Speaking in Lusaka this morning during the commemoration of International Accounting Day, ZICA Vice President Joseph Matimba says technological advancement, including artificial intelligence, AI, has transformed the accounting profession, creating new opportunities for efficiency and strategic influence. Mr. Matimba has emphasized that accountants are no longer just keepers of books, but are now strategic advisors, policy influencers, and ethical guardians whose work informs national decisions in infrastructure, healthcare, education, and economic growth. He notes that the role of accountants in Zambia extends beyond financial reporting, highlighting their contribution to fiscal discipline, good governance, and economic stability through active participation in national budget formulation and oversight. He says the implementation of international accounting standards has helped ensure that financial statements produced in Zambia are comparable to those in other jurisdictions, such as the United Kingdom and South Africa, thereby enhancing investor confidence.
Accountants have contributed to the design and monitoring of national budgets, ensuring that public funds are allocated and spent efficiently. Their role in fiscal oversight has been vital in maintaining microeconomic sustainability. For your information, as accountants, through the Zambian of Chartered Accountants, we are very active when it comes to the development of the national budget, subsequent presentation, and subsequent discussions about the implementation of the budget. So accountants are not just number crunchers, but they are a catalyst to economic development.
Meanwhile, ZICA Chief Executive Officer Anthony Wembia has emphasized the importance of sound financial management, noting that it is critical to achieving sustainable national development.
As we celebrate this year, may we be reminded that every financial report we prepare contributes to the larger story of national growth, the story of integrity, growth, and legacy. That is why commemorating this day and celebrating it is extremely important to us.
In global news, Cameroon's opposition continues to dispute the elections of the country's recent presidential... Cameroon's opposition continues to dispute the results of the country's recent presidential election, with presidential runner-up Issa Chiroma Bakary giving authorities a 48-hour ultimatum to release all individuals detained during protests that followed the re-election of President Paul Biya. In a video message posted on social media yesterday, Chiroma accused the government of engaging in what he termed state gangsterism and state terrorism. He further urged authorities to end what he described as ethnic purges and other divisive practices, warning that such actions undermine national unity and democracy. We monitored the BBC for other global stories.
The US Senate has taken a major step towards ending the longest government shutdown in American history. It comes after US senators backed a compromise deal in which a number of Democratic senators agreed to support a Republican stopgap measure to extend government funding until the end of January.